The National Weather Service says this January may set the all-time record for snowfall, with more than 40 inches recorded at the Duluth Bureau. This is the second strong winter in a row following 3 to 4 subpar years. Jane Schrader at Hayward Power Sports says they're busy selling snowmobiles.
Getting a mix of people coming back into the sport after not riding for a number of years, and you always have the constant, those that, you know, just are going to ride. But there's a lot of new people, too, but I think more folks coming back into it after a number of years being out.
This year, resort owners report gobs of snow. Telemark Resort Manager David Norbit and Cable is happy enough to bust.
Keep thinking snow. We're trying to keep the snow on the ground as long as we can. We've got a race just about every weekend. We've got the big Birkebeiner race coming up the end of February. We've got some snow cross events coming up the front of March here a couple weeks, and we're just having a great time, enjoying ourselves. Wish you were here.
But the lean times are sometimes hard to overcome. Cheryl Peterson at Howling Wolf Resort in Bayfield County says they're still waiting for the rebound. Do you think that the series of bad winters that we've had means some people have changed their habits?
Exactly. They've gone other places. You know, they're going like over towards the eastern portion of the state.
That's why Tourism Secretary Jim Holperin says winter business has diversified over the past couple of years.
The industry has said to itself, we just can't depend on the weather in the winter anymore. And so the ski hills have all gone to artificial snow and have been making it since Thanksgiving. Many communities have said, let's emphasize our indoor recreation attractions like art museums and performing arts centers and even our restaurants. And certainly the casinos have helped.
Holperin says most of the tourists come from within Wisconsin, as well as the Chicago and Twin Cities markets. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.